This is Fresh Air. Our film critic Justin Chang spent a lot of 2024 in movie theaters, at film festivals, and in front of his TV. He says that it was, all in all, a stronger year for movies from around the world than it was for Hollywood. Here's his list of the best movies of 2024.
It's often said that December for film critics is like tax season for accountants. This is our crunch time, when we try to take stock of the past 12 months' worth of movies and determine our favorites. Good luck getting us to agree on anything. Earlier this month, the New York Film Critics Circle gave its Best Picture Award to The Brutalist, Brady Corbet's sweeping post-war drama about a Hungarian Jewish architect's American rebirth. A few days later, the Los Angeles Film Critics Association, of which I'm a member, gave its top prize to Anora, Sean Baker's madly entertaining farce about a Brooklyn sex worker. It says something about the quality of the movies this year that as much as I like Anora and The Brutalist, both titles landed just outside my own personal list of favorites. Here, then, are the 10, no, 11, best movies of 2024. My number one movie of the year is Close Your Eyes, the latest from the legendary Spanish filmmaker Victor Erice, who's best known for his 1973 classic, The Spirit of the Beehive. Close Your Eyes is the first feature he's directed in roughly three decades, and it's an intensely personal work about a long-retired filmmaker trying to solve the mystery of what happened to an old friend who vanished years earlier. What begins as a kind of cinephile detective story gradually morphs into an emotionally transcendent drama about the power of love, the agony of loss, and the pleasures of getting lost in the movies. The next two movies on my list are both indictments of corporate greed, with faintly apocalyptic vibes. Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World is a bracingly foul-mouthed comedy from the Romanian director Radu Juda about an underpaid production assistant driving from one thankless gig to the next. Evil Does Not Exist is Rusuke Hamaguchi's haunting follow-up to his Oscar-winning Drive My Car. It's set in a remote Japanese village that comes under environmental threat from the construction of a glamping site. Up next are the two most daring and inventive American movies I saw all year. One of them is A Different Man, Aaron Schimberg's audacious and assured horror comedy, starring Sebastian Stan as a man whose face is covered with tumors due to a genetic condition called neurofibromatosis. He experiences a miraculous recovery, which is when his nightmare really begins. The other terrific American movie on my list is Nickel Boys, Ramel Ross's stunning adaptation of Colson Whitehead's novel about two black boys living in horrific conditions at a reform school in the Jim Crow South. In this scene, one boy's grandmother, beautifully played by Anjanou Ellis-Taylor, is heartbroken at not being allowed to see him. She expresses her sadness to one of his friends and asks him to please give her grandson a package of letters.
They told me that he can't have visitors. Would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
I came all this way. It's a crime that they won't let me see him. It's a crime. What kind of place is this? They won't let me see him.
My next two favorite movies put an enchanting modern spin on ancient myths. In La Chimera, the Italian director Alice Rohrwacher riffs on the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice. As a tomb raider in the Tuscan countryside, Josh O'Connor has never been better. The other one is Music, a brilliant rethink of Oedipus Rex from the German director Angela Schanelek. Her storytelling is enigmatic to the point of baffling, but it's also moving beyond words. Next on my list is No Other Land, a searing documentary from a collective of four filmmakers, two Palestinian and two Israeli, who chronicle the demolition of homes in the occupied West Bank. It has yet to find a U.S. distributor, despite having won numerous prizes at festivals and from critics groups. No Other Land would make a harrowing double bill with my next movie, Green Border, a ripped-from-the-headlines drama that embroils us in the chaos at the Polish-Belarusian border. The veteran Polish director, Agnieszka Holland, has spent much of her long career depicting the plight of refugees in wartime. Green Border is one of her very best. The last two movies on my list illuminate the lives of their women characters with rigorous realism. All We Imagine as Light is a quietly shimmering drama about three Mumbai women who find solidarity in the face of societal repression. It confirms the Indian director Payal Kapadia as a remarkable new talent. And last on my list is Hard Truths, in which the great English director Mike Leigh reunites with the actor Marianne Jean-Baptiste almost 30 years after they worked together on Secrets and Lies. All I'll say about it is that Jean-Baptiste gives the greatest performance I've seen in ages, and it will be watched and remembered long after this year is over.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. His list can be found on our website, freshair.npr.org. The new Bob Dylan biopic opens Christmas Day. Tomorrow will feature two related interviews from our archive, an interview with folk singer Pete Seeger, who's played in the film by Edward Norton, and one with Bruce Springsteen, who was called the new Bob Dylan early in his recording career and later inducted Dylan into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yukundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross. All of us wish you a Merry Christmas.